heart is softened this morning with the presence of God. I appreciate the songs, and I appreciate the specials that have been sung, and I appreciate the young people. I know sometimes that if you don't have young people, if you do have young people, you don't know what to appreciate sometimes until they're gone. We had at home sometimes there's not very many young people, and we miss that addition to the congregation. And I appreciate the presence of the Lord here with us this morning. It's my desire that the Spirit of God would continue to bless us and move in our midst. In the world that we're living, I believe that all of us would acknowledge that there are a lot of problems. And there's a lot of difficulty, and children of God are not immune to those problems either. The Scripture says that it rains on the just and on the unjust. And everybody has problems. And sometimes as children of God, we may talk about, we're going through a trial. And they may mean a physical trial. They may mean a financial one. And maybe a spiritual. But you see, the world has a lot of financial and physical needs as well. But see, as children of God, we are wanting to go through our battles with the blessings of the Lord in our life. And there is so many problems around us that I think sometimes if we're not careful, we will begin to get too cumbered down with the problems that we have to face every single day. If you'll turn with me to Psalms in the 16th chapter, Psalms chapter 16 in the 11th verse, the Scripture says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And this morning, I believe we've gotten just a little glimpse in the testimonies and the songs that have been sung, that in the presence of the Lord there is truly fullness of joy. And we're not going to find that fullness of joy out in the world. And we're not even going to find the fullness of joy necessarily in the events that we go through day to day, because we do have problems. We do have burdens. We do have troubles. But it is when we can learn to bring those problems and those troubles and submit them to the will of God, and we enter into the presence of God, that we can have joy. And it said, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures. Folks, serving the Lord, we should be enjoying our service to the Lord this morning. We should enjoy living a holy life. We should enjoy measuring up to the Word of God. And when the Lord in His mercy comes and reveals something to us in our life that we're lacking, if the Lord comes along and points out a place that we had failed the Lord, it's not a time to be discouraged. It is a time to say, "Lord, thank you for your mercy in showing me this. Now, Lord, I want to measure up. And I want to come more fully into the presence of God." Well, we still have problems and troubles even when we are living in the presence of God, don't we? But do you know that the world has a perspective? And I believe the Lord would have us to take a different perspective than the world does in how we face and how we deal with our problems. I want to write something on board. Now, when the world goes through a problem, when people face a problem in the world, they tend to, we heard yesterday, complain about it. They tend to murmur about it. They tend to talk about, the very heavy burdens and how I'm going through so many difficult things. But you know that in serving the Lord, when we have problems and we have trials, the Lord does not want us to see those things as something that weighs us down, but rather the Lord wants us to see our problems and our afflictions and our troubles as an opportunity. As an opportunity. And I believe that there are many people that are serving the Lord, and I believe probably for all of us here this morning, the Lord would rather us to change our perspective in some of the trials that you're going through right now. In some of the problems you're going through, you can be praying, Lord, just help me to get out of the problem. Or, Lord, help this brother or sister that's been a thorn in my flesh. Lord, would you change them? Lord, would you move things around me and move my circumstances? But folks, rather the Lord would see us to view our problems, our trials, the people that are an annoyance to us, the people that we work with, sometimes in the congregation, sometimes in the home, that we would see this as an opportunity for me. An opportunity for me to draw closer to the Lord. Do you know that that will change the way that we view life? Do you know that it will change your measure of joy? Because if everything, well, there's a problem there and there's a problem there, that's pretty discouraging, isn't it? But if you say, there is an opportunity. There is an opportunity there. An opportunity for me to let my light shine. We want to get this message out to the world, folks. It's not going to come. We're not going to get it out by everybody treating us right. We're going to get the message of salvation out to the world when they don't treat us right. And we can say, that is an opportunity. And then we can respond to them with the love of Christ. We can respond to them with forgiveness and humility and long-suffering. And they'll have to sit back and say, they're different. And it was because you saw it as an opportunity. It was more than coming to Wednesday night and say, oh, someone's giving me such a problem on the job. Pray the Lord will change them. Rather, there's an opportunity that I have. There's someone, they're not acting right, they're not treating me like they ought to, but there is an opportunity there for me to let my light shine. Didn't Jesus say in the 16th chapter of John, in the world ye shall have tribulation? A lot of people stop right there, yes. We have tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. This morning, you all have problems, don't you? I do. We all have battles. There are people in all of our lives who tend to be a difficulty to us. Isn't that so? It might be a family member. It might be someone that you work with. And it might be someone in the congregation that just tends to rub you the wrong way. Folks, there are people like that in everybody's life. Well, in the world, you shall have tribulation. Yeah, you may have some financial problems. Folks, a lot of other people do too. You may be suffering in your body. Folks, there are thousands of other people that are suffering in their body too. But see, rather than allow those things to cause us to be weighted down with care and just so burdened with it, Lord, help us that, yes, in the world, there's tribulation. That's part of life, folks. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When we get saved, it does not mean that the Lord comes in our life and takes away all of our problems. Oh, brother, they're being a problem to you. Let me take care of that. You just get them out of your way. Oh, well, I'll give them another job so you won't have to work with them anymore. Oh, that brother in the congregation, they're being a trial to everybody else. I'll move them to a different congregation. Folks, the Lord doesn't work that way. And the Lord, many times, He does bring physical healing. But a lot of times He doesn't. A lot of times He doesn't because He's giving us an opportunity. You see, the Lord is giving us some opportunities tonight, and we can see Him as problems. We can see Him as tribulation. But Lord, help us now to view our problems and our trials as opportunities, and let's not let the opportunity take hold of us. But Lord, help us to seize the opportunity. Folks, the problems that we have, if we do not actively seize that opportunity, it's going to get hold of us. And it's going to get hold of us and bring a burden to us. It's going to bring sorrow to us. It's going to bring a place that we just don't have that joy of the Lord. But in the presence of God, there's joy. But it's because I put on different glasses. I'm now looking at my problems through spiritual glasses, and I'm seeing these as opportunities to live for God. Opportunities to trust God. Opportunities to show the person that's been a real problem to me an opportunity to show them the love of God. Do you have some opportunities this morning? May I encourage you to go out and seize the opportunity? Rather than just seeing them as problems and troubles, we have some opportunities, and I think the Lord would like us to go out and take hold of some of those. Change our perspective a little bit. In the world ye shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Yes. Folks, that means then when we have Christ in our life, there is an overcoming power over the problems, over the troubles, that the troubles and the tribulations do not overpower us. But we overpower the problems through Christ, and we have cheer and joy in doing it. Too many saints, and I'm going to say saints, are unhappy. And it's because they are allowing the burdens and the problems and people that rub them the wrong way, they are allowing them to disturb their peace. But folks, the Lord's overcome all of that. And He overcomes it when you allow Him to work in your life. But it's going to come about by changing your glasses. Getting a different vision. Getting a different perspective. We have some opportunity. In 2 Corinthians in the first chapter, 2 Corinthians in the first chapter in the fifth verse, the Scripture says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Now, folks, a lot of people talk about the sufferings of Christ abounding. Yes. Well, we have the cross. I'm living a holy life. I look different. I act different. And I receive persecution. But do you know that there's an opportunity, folks, in the suffering of Christ? When people don't like you because of your stand, when people of Christ stand, when people do not like you because of how you're living your life and you're living holy, folks, it's not just a time to focus on the suffering. The Scripture says, as the suffering does abound, and we say, we all say amen in that, but the Scripture goes on to say, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. You see, there's an opportunity now in suffering for the peace of God to abound in our life. But for too many people, it's not working that way. For too many people, the troubles and the problems that they're facing, it's draining their joy rather than giving them more. And I believe part of the reason is they're not seeing it as an opportunity. Folks, everything that happens in your life can be a spiritual opportunity for you. It can be a spiritual opportunity. The sufferings that you have, that is a place the Lord wants to give you more consolation, more joy, and more peace, and more rest. In the fourth chapter of the same book, 2 Corinthians in the 8th verse, it said, we are troubled on every side. We are perplexed. We're persecuted. You know, that's what a lot of people focus on. Those things, but I skipped a few things in that reading. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. He said, we're perplexed. I have some questions, but I'm not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You see that the trouble, the persecution, is an opportunity for you that the Christ might be made manifest in your body. See, the world responds to their troubles with carnality, with murmuring, with complaining, with a lack of peace. As children of God, we need to seize those opportunities for the Lord, and that is when we can truly be a light to the world. That is when we can really let our light shine. Folks, it's not hard to get along with people when they do what you want them to do. It's not hard to get along with people. Some say, well, I'm generally patient, but that's when everything's done in the time schedule that you think it ought to be done. When patience shows itself is when someone is late and you're waiting and you have a deadline. You see, that's when whether you have patience or not shows up. It's when you're put under pressure. It's when the stress is put on. You can say, well, I'm generally happy, but when aren't you? Well, when there's problems. Well, then the world has that, folks. The world can do the same thing. Rather, we need to see these as opportunities. Yes, Lord, I'm waiting. And we can say, I wish they'd hurry up and get here. Lord, this is an opportunity. Lord, would you help me to have more patience right now? This is an opportunity for me to grow and for me to manifest Christ in my body. In the 15th verse, he said, for all things are for your sake. Now, do you believe that this morning? With the problems that you have this morning, with the trials, do you believe that that's for your sake? You say, well, God didn't sanction evil, and I'm just suffering from the results of other people's sin around about me. You know the Lord can turn that for your good? One place it says man meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, in living for God, it changes everything. Now, rather than just feeling the influence and being a recipient of some of the evil that's around about us, the Lord can turn that thing around and it can be an opportunity for me to grow in the Lord. Your family member that you live with, it's a trial to you sometimes, folks. You have a wonderful opportunity. Doesn't the Scripture say to the wives, and it applies to the husbands as well, but to the saved wife, that her husband might be won by the conversation, by the chaste conversation of her life. You see, I know it's a burden to have an unsaved companion, but I also know that there's an opportunity there. We can get in a place that all we focus in on the trouble I'm receiving because my companion's not saved. Or we can say, Lord, I know there's problems and troubles, but Lord, help me to seize or grab hold of this opportunity to let Christ come out in my life that I could be a positive influence to my unsaved loved ones. My children, though, they're causing me so much grief. They're rebellious. They're not doing what they ought to do. Well, folks, you have a wonderful opportunity. When your children are rebellious and you respond to them carnally, folks, you lost them. The world does that. The world, the parents or teenagers go out rebellious and act in a way they shouldn't, and their parents get mad at them and fly off the handle and give them a going over. Folks, it takes no grace to do that. That's the flesh. Rather, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to show the love and long-suffering of Christ. When people that you maybe are responsible for do not conduct themselves in the way that they should, it is not time to get carnal. That applies in the home, on the job, and in the congregation. It's no time to get carnal. It is time to seize the opportunity. Lord, help me to set an example. Lord, I cannot change what they did, but Lord, help them to be able to see the love of God in my life. Lord, help them to see that how I'm responding when I'm under pressure, that they would really see the Lord in me. All things are for your sake. Your afflictions, I know it's not always pleasant, folks. I know there's some tears and some hurting that comes with some of these things. And that's part of it. But can we still go beyond that hurt and see that it's an opportunity to have faith in God? How can we have faith if the Lord gave us everything we wanted when we wanted it? Why would we need to have faith? But it's when we get in a problem or when we're suffering or maybe we have a physical affliction, that's where we have an opportunity to really put our faith in God. Lord, I'm hurting. I may have some other options, but Lord, I want to learn to trust you more. And I don't want to just focus on the hurt. Yes, it's there, and we can bring those hurts to the Lord. I don't want to minimize the hurt and the grief that we have sometimes, but we can bring those to the Lord and at the same time say, Lord, I know this is an opportunity. All things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen. You see, we're looking beyond the hurt. We're looking beyond the person. We're looking beyond the trouble and the tribulation. And we're seeing this is an opportunity that God has given to me, and it's working something in my life. But folks, you can disallow the working of God in your life. If you're focused and you're just letting it all burden you down, you are not going to get the good out of it, and it's going to make you a miserable and unhappy person. Because folks, there are going to be difficult people wherever you go. There are some people I've seen, they move to a congregation and then they get hurt. And they say, the congregation didn't treat me right. And they move to another congregation and the same thing happens. And they just have a pattern all the way across the country, moving from one place to another. It's kind of like the man that pulled up on the train and asked the man there in the town, he said, what are the neighbors like here? And the response was, well, what were your neighbors like where you came from? And he said, well, they were hard to get along with and they weren't very nice. The man said, well, the same kind of neighbors here. Folks, people are the same wherever you go. You can't run away from it. If you think you have problems here, go somewhere else and see what happens. You see, we have an opportunity wherever God has placed us. We have an opportunity because if we don't seize the opportunity, it can get hold of us. And then we're not going to have the joy. And then we're going to be miserable. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. How much spiritual good have you been getting out of your troubles lately? Has it been just an issue that you're just coming to the Lord saying, Lord, change this and deliver me from this? It's wrong perspective, folks. It's the wrong perspective. We need to see it as an opportunity and say, Lord, I want you to work in my life. You know the situation I'm in. You know the people I'm dealing with. You know the needs that I have in my body. And Lord, would you teach me some lessons here? Lord, would you give me greater grace in my life? Lord, would you give me greater humility? What did Jesus teach us on the Sermon on the Mount? Let's just turn and read the 5th chapter of Matthew. This applies, folks, to every trouble and problem that we have. The Lord can have that thing working for us. It's an opportunity. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, in the 38th verse, he said, ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. And he goes on and on reiterating, when someone does something wrong to you, you go the extra mile. You turn the other cheek. Folks, have you been smitten on the cheek? In one way or another? Someone not treating you fairly or right? What was your response? Lord, you need to convict them because they did something wrong to me. That's not what Jesus taught us. He said, when someone does not treat you right, he said, turn your other cheek. In other words, seize the opportunity. He didn't say seize the person. It seize the opportunity and show them the meekness of Christ and turn the other cheek. Brother Trimble was a prime example. Many of you probably know the story, but Brother Trimble apparently had a long driveway or something going leading to his house. And he had a lot of beautiful trees that lined that driveway. And he had a neighbor that wasn't real kind. And one day Brother Trimble came home and he found all of his trees had been cut down. Just laying there, they'd just been cut down. His neighbor had come over and cut them down and just left them there. Oh. Now folks, how would you respond to that? Really, how would you respond to that? Well, I can imagine how a lot of people would respond to it. You know what Brother Trimble did? He seized the opportunity. He seized the opportunity. He went and he got his chainsaw. He cut those trees up, made firewood out of them, loaded them on his truck, and took them to his neighbor. Gave him the firewood. He wanted to show the love of God. I was mistreated. I don't want that thing to get hold of me and cause bitterness in my heart. I don't, when people don't treat me right, I don't want to allow it to take away my joy, because I want to be in the presence of God. I want to have that joy. So folks, to be able to have that, we're going to have to do what Brother Trimble did. In different areas of our life, when we're not treated right by people, can we seize the opportunity? Can we see it rather as they did me wrong and I just go on and on? Can we say, Lord, thank you for the opportunity. I want to win them to the Lord. Or if it's someone that's professing to already know the Lord, well, Lord, I want to show them the way. I want them to show them what humility is. I want to show them the grace of God. Lord, I want them to see you. Here's an opportunity for you folks to show the Lord in adversity and in trial. The scripture says, if thy enemy hunger, do what? It says feeding. Seize the opportunity. It doesn't, you know, too many times when something happens to, in a lot of times as saints, we don't say, well, they're my enemy. But someone that rubs you the wrong way, that there's been some conflict, okay? You know what I'm talking about. Well, with those kind of people, when they get in trouble many times, if you're not careful, it'll be easy to sit back and think, well, the Lord's bringing down some judgment. The Lord is cleansing His church now because of what they did to me. Now the Lord's allowing them to go through some problems. And I understand why that's happening. Folks, that's the wrong attitude. If your enemy has a need and they are in a place that they're hurting, our responsibility as children of God is not to gloat and say the judgments of God. It is time to seize the opportunity and go the extra mile for that person that didn't treat us right. To go the extra mile to the one that wasn't fair to me. Be not overcome of evil. You see where this goes? If we do not seize the opportunities, folks, that God gives us in our life, we're going to get overcome real fast. Because in the world ye shall have tribulation. It's all around us, and folks, it is in our daily lives. So Lord, help us then not to be overcome of evil, but Lord, help us to overcome evil with good. And it's going to come about by seizing the opportunities. I trust that the Lord will bless you. And as we go from here today, and before we go, would you consider just a little bit in your life, do you have any opportunities to go seize now? Do you have any opportunities? If you do, do you know that God's grace is sufficient for you to go and seize those opportunities? But folks, if we don't do it, the devil's going to be right there to try to take our joy away as the people of God. And I believe, again, where I started, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. But we're only going to experience it as we take the problems, the people problems, the afflictions, the stresses in life, and commit them to the Lord and use them as an opportunity to draw closer to God, that the glory of God might come through our life. Amen.